Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of October, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, those have been craving the new Apple TV. You can now start pre-ordering yours today. Yes, that fourth generation Apple TV is now available to order online, and it will be arriving October 30th, at least according to Apple. Finally, pricing has also been released for our lovely UK listeners, too, at £129 for the 32GB storage model. And if you want a little bit more storage, well, you got to spend about £40 more. Of course, those of you craving 4K content, now you're not going to find it on the new Apple TV box. Of course not. However, though, you should be all set and ready to go once Apple does release, whenever that will be, its new streaming TV service. Alright, from the Apple TV, we're going to go over to New York here, right? We're going to talk about the freaking speeds of New York and how much they suck. Yes, apparently the New York Attorney General's office is investigating whether internet providers are overcharging consumers for broadband speeds they advertise, but they don't deliver. According to the folks over at Bloomberg and Reuters, letters were actually sent to three internet providers in New York last week, those being Verizon, Time Warner, and Cablevision, by the way. They're asking them to disclose how they advertise internet speeds to customers and the results of any internal testing of their services. According to New York's Attorney General, New Yorkers deserve the internet speeds they pay for. Well, pretty much that's how I feel anywhere worldwide, not just in New York. But apparently many of those in New York are paying but not getting what they pay for. One of the things they're actually most concerned about is the disruptions to consumers' experience caused by interconnection disputes. Of course, this happens when you have one company's network join another company's network, and you have those interconnection problems that can actually severely have a negative impact on the internet's performance. Funny enough, though, as digging a little deeper, these have nothing to do with technical bottlenecks. No, it's just disagreements between the ISPs. Imagine that. And of course, all three companies that have been mentioned have denied they're shortchanging their customers, of course. They have till November 8th to supply the requested material to the Attorney General of New York. Wonder how well that's gonna go down. It's popcorn time. No, it's not. It's gone. Yes, for all you dirty little secretive individuals out there that have been getting your content, shall we say, from the way, well, your kernels ain't going to be popping no more. The torrent-based movie and streaming service Popcorn Time has been disintegrating and is pretty much gone now. Of course, there are some other sources out there which we're not going to mention on this program, but hey, those sources contain malware, so have fun. Apparently, this has all been an internal disagreement within the Popcorn Time team. Anywhere from legal to actual moral issues. On the heels of this, of course, they have launched their new piracy-free, they're calling it, butter. Oh, cute. Which is probably too little too late to actually save their legacy product. However, though, if butter does sound interesting to you, well, apparently it's on a shutdown right now, too. We don't really know where the butter is. So, now that your popcorn time has officially been burned, maybe it's time to go the legal route. It's not too expensive now, is it? Looking for a nice, cheap, portable desktop? Yes, I said portable desktop. Well, hop along with the Kangaroo. Yes, Kangaroo is a $99 Windows 10 desktop PC, and it's basically as small as a smartphone. Yes, the device actually weighs just 200 grams and measures 124 millimeters tall and just 12.9 millimeters thick. On top of that thing, you got a removable base, which adds an HDMI port, two USB ports, and of course the DC power port to plug in your Kangaroo. You got speedy dual-band wireless Wi-Fi connection on board. However, though, if you're needing a cord and wanting to plug in, sorry, no Ethernet port on this thing. But it all comes down to performance, performance, performance. And what we've seen actually performs pretty good. It's got an Atom Z8500 2.24 GHz processor on board and 2 GB of LPDDR3 RAM, plus 32 GB of onboard storage. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, great, here comes another Kickstarter thing. Nope. The Kangaroo is actually real and now available to hop out of the pouch at Newegg.com and even from Microsoft's official online store. And finally, apparently the London mayor wants to get all hip with tech, yeah. Even though these things are being called hoverboards, well, let's face it, they're not really hoverboards, they're a board with two wheels. Regardless of how you feel about them, the London mayor wants to make them legal. Yes, I'm talking about those self-balancing scooters. Now, the Crown Prosecution Service says the Highway Act of 1835 limits hoverboards and scooter with wheels just to pavements, while various vehicle registration agencies won't license or register them for road use. In fact, riders can actually find fined up to £500 if they're caught using the thing. But London Mayor Boris Johnson wants to make it legalized to use the things. In fact, he called a stop to the ludicrous and nannying prohibition on the electric scooter surfboard gizmos. That's his exact quote, by the way. Mr. Mayor Boris has actually already consulted the Transport for London experts, and they've actually agreed that the law should be amended for self-balancing scooters. So we'll see how long this takes before legislation can actually go through and get this changed. Probably when the actual hoverboard comes out, that's the time we'll see it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Tomorrow is your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up in all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until Wednesday happens, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.